Ordinary Average Guy podcast number 50. That's 50, folks, for Thursday, December 22nd, 2005.
This is Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense, and I can tell you that Bob Bickler is neither ordinary nor average, but he is definitely a guy. No, really, I've seen his beard. Bob, all of us here at Whole Lot of Nonsense want to congratulate you on 50 shows, and we also want to tell you, don't stop now, baby. Keep them coming.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
So welcome to the future, everybody. Welcome to podcasting.
To you almost live from a basement somewhere in central New Jersey, this is the Ordinary Average Guy. Well, hello everybody. How you doing? I am Bob Bickler, and this is the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Our 50th episode, coming exactly 9 months from the day we did our first one, back on April 22nd, 2005. I want to thank you for listening. In the background, you hear, of course, our friend Mr. Neil Guy and our theme song, which is called All the Food Is Here. We thank Neil, as always, for his music. Couple other things. First of all, you may be noticing this is maybe the Yankee Stadium version of the Ordinary Average Guy. Yeah, there's a little bit of echo and reverb there. I'm not sure how bad it's going to sound. I basically rewired my soundboard and mixer into the computer and trying to get Skype to work for recording interviews, and I think I didn't do it the right way. But I also want to thank some other people. You heard me in the opening. Of course, you heard Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov from Pacific Coast Hellway with his little Welcome to the Future. Craig Patchett with No Stinking Transmitters, and up top, the man, Brad, from the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Dude, you so rock. When I got that in my mailbox today, I was nearly doing cartwheels at work. It was fantastic. I had to call him up right away. I'm like, Brad, how did you know? He's like, you know what, Bob? How did you know what the topic of my 50th podcast was going to be? He said, and that is the topic for today's podcast. What is an ordinary average guy? And I thought we'd talk about that because Brad, I think, was probably the first one to pick up on the idea that I'm not really an ordinary average guy. And I say that with all humility. I'm not saying this to puff my chest and say, oh, you know, I'm better than that. No, the exact opposite. My point is, there's no such thing as an ordinary average guy. Each and every one of us is so different and unique and special. And we have our own set of ideals. We have our own ways that we live our life. And yet, with all that individuality, there's still a lot of things that we share in common. So there's nothing really ordinary about me. I mean, let's face it. I'm for the most part, a stay-at-home dad. You know, I do a little part-time work, but I'm not big, 40, 50 hours a week at work kind of guy. I'm a soccer fan. You don't see many ordinary average guys who are soccer fans, well, at least in the United States. I do a lot of things that are different, and I don't bring them all here to the podcast, you know. What I try to bring to this podcast is a piece of me, some of me, some of the things that I think you might find some similarities in your life. Now, you're not going to find similarities in everything about me and my life and my podcast in your life, because you're different than the person next to you, than the person next to him, and so on and so forth. So this podcast is called The Ordinary Average Guy with a little tongue-in-cheek. And it's meant to celebrate all of us, our individualities and our commonalities. So, Brad, congratulations, you win the prize. You finally figured out what no one else seemed to be able to figure out all this time. There is no ordinary average guy. There's just you and me and everybody else. And as I said in my last show, this podcast is for all of us. It's not just for me. Even though it's my audio blog and it's talking about my life, the idea is it's about all of us and our things that we share and things that we keep to ourselves, too. So thank you so much, Brad, for that opening. I don't know how you put it together, but you did. It's great. We're going to be using parts of it in future episodes, too. Get on with the show now. We've got a lot of things to talk about. As I was getting ready for the outline, just keep adding more things. I got to talk about this. And I got to mention that. And I got to make sure I talk about that. So we got a lot of things to cover. As I said, it's show 50, kind of a minor celebration here. I figured for music, we do some of the good oldies. When I say oldies, oldies in the podcasting sense. Some of the classics. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. So we're going to hit a few of the people. You've heard these songs a million times before, I'm sure. You get to hear them again. If you don't like it, hey, that's okay. That's what makes you what you are. Just skip through it. Get back to the stuff later. Or if you like the music and you don't like what I'm saying, you just listen to the music and skip through me. It doesn't really matter. So let's start off with the artist we always start off with. Who else? Brother Love.
Hey, this is Brother Love from New York City. You're listening to the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Rock on!
When I was young.
Happy 50th show, Bob.
Oh,
It's the 50th?
Yeah. Why? What's the matter with that?
Because 12 or 13 are silk and lace when it comes to anniversaries. I was going to send in my bra and panties.
Oh, well, 50 is gold.
Ooh, even better. My piercing's gold.
Well, anyway, happy 50th show, Bob, from the Pete and Renee Show. And may the next 50 bring you fame and fortune.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Obviously, that is from Pete and Renee, the couple down the shore who have just a fantastic podcast. Once again, not for everyone, but I enjoy it, and quite a few people do. So give it a listen sometime, and you can find them at PeteandRenee.com. And thank you so much for those kind wishes. They're really getting close to 52. They only started a couple months ago, but they do like three a week. So I think they're probably in their 30s already. So it won't be long before they're doing their 50th show. That should be fun. Things we want to talk about today. Let's start with the sports world. Of course, the biggest news in the last couple of days here is something that strikes a dagger in the heart of all the Sox fans, and that is Johnny Damon signing with the New York Yankees, the next great Yankee center fielder in a long line of great Yankee center fielders. Oh, man. DiMaggio, Mantle, Mickey Rivers, Bernie Williams, and now Johnny Damon. I can't wait to see what he looks like with a haircut and a shave. But man, that must just absolutely kill the Red Sox fans. I mean, God. First they lost Pedro last year, and then Manny is making another demand. He wants to get out of there. Bill Miller leaves. Their shortstop Cabrera left too, didn't he? Mirabelli, their backup catcher, left. People are jumping off that show. Oh, of course, Theo Epstein, their young boy genius general manager, takes off. And now Johnny Damon. What are they going to do for a team up there, for God's sakes? You know, this was such a kind of shocking deal. I mean, it makes perfect sense from the Yankees' standpoint of things. I mean, let's face it. They needed a center fielder. Bubba Crosby was not going to be the answer. I love Bubba. He's a great player. I enjoy him. He's a perfect, you know, fourth or fifth outfielder, the late inning defensive replacement, pinch runner, you know, the guy to go down to Columbus when some pitcher comes off the DL. He's a perfect fit for the team, but he wasn't a starting center fielder for the Yankees. He's not. And Bernie, God bless him, I absolutely adore Bernie Williams, but he's getting a little older, and he can't handle playing every day out in center field. You know, it hurts both in his fielding and his bat over the long run. So going out and getting a center fielder was a key thing. And as the fall and the winter went by, we started seeing some of the more name high-profile center fielders start going by one at a time, Jacques Jones and I forget who else. And you keep sitting there and going, well, who are the Yankees going to get? And they got to get somebody. It's clearly obvious. There's no way they're going to start the season with Bubba. Did I say Bubba Crosby? It's Bubba Trammell, isn't it? I forget now. No, it's Bubba Crosby. Bubba Trammell's another guy. All these damn Bubbas. You knew they had to get somebody, and this just makes perfect sense. He's great leadoff hitter, which is what they need, and take him away from the Red Sox. So you're hurting the Red Sox, benefiting the Yankees. They paid a premium to get him. At least that's what most people are saying. I disagree with that, though, really. I don't think they paid a premium to get him. They paid, what, $13 million a year for 4 years, and at first glance you go, oh my God, $13 million a year? When you look at it, it's the same money that Hideki Matsui's making. I mean, is that really that outlandish? And the Yankees got him for a 4-year deal. He was looking for a 7-year deal from Boston. I've heard on the sports, a lot of the sports radio stations, you know, well, yeah, it's great now, but come the fourth year, he's not going to be worth that $13 million a year. God, in 4 years from now, what do you think the salary is going to be? You think he's not going to be worth $13 million in 4 years from now? 4 years from now, $13 million is going to be what the rookies are making, for God's sakes. So to say that he's not going to be worth $13 million in 4 years, I think is just a little, I mean, maybe in today's dollars, but when did we ever deal in dollars from the past? I mean, it just, I don't know. So looking forward to spring training now. Should be coming along in just a couple months. About another, what, 2.5 months till pitchers and catchers report? It's not too bad. I don't know if I'll get a chance to go down to spring training this year. I went last year. I had a great time. But making an awful lot of trips this year. I don't know if we'll be able to make another one. We'll have to see. The Giants, next time, the Giants continue to win. I mean, they don't make it easy. You know, they ain't pretty, that's for sure. But they're grinding out the wins. I mean, I don't know. I think it's pretty safe that they're going to make a playoff spot, hopefully. I mean, actually, they just have to beat the Redskins this week, which first time they played the Redskins, they trounced them. What was it, 37-0 or something like that? But, of course, this time it's down in, was it FedEx Field? Is that what, I don't know what the latest corporate name for the home stadium the Redskins is. But going down there, so it won't be as easy. But we win this game, we clinch the division. And then we just got to fight for a home field slot, which got to root for those Bears to lose. But it's odd because, you know, you're watching them and they're doing okay. And the defense mostly and Tiki Barber. I mean, let's face it. Why Tiki Barber isn't the leading candidate for MVP is beyond me. I mean, if there's ever been, and this is one of my pet peeves, I guess. MVP does not mean best player, okay? MVP means most valuable player. Take this guy away from this team, and this team doesn't do what they're doing, okay? And while there's some great players out there on that list, I don't think there's a whole lot of them who really fill that MVP. Maybe Sean Alexander. I think he'd probably be the only other one that I've seen of the list of MVP candidates that I've seen that really fills the bill as far as I'm concerned. But Tiki, man, holy smokes. He's just chucking it out and chugging it out. Oh, gotta love it. But the thing that worries me is Eli. Eli is playing like a second-year quarterback. Oh, wait, he is a second-year quarterback. That's how he's supposed to look. But you should hear the people here in New York. Oh, my God. Oh, what's wrong with Eli? What's wrong with him? He's horrible. Guys, it's his second year. Cut him some slack. He's winning games. What more do you want? What more could you possibly want from a quarterback? I mean, if you looked at Phil Simms' second year, they were god-awful back in those days under Bill Parcells. Might have won maybe 4 games, I think. They were just pathetic. He was fighting... Who was he fighting for the job? Not Jeff Hostetler. Who was the other guy? Oh. Why am I blanking out here? I mentioned this guy's name the other day. Goodness gracious. Oh, I can't think of it. It wasn't Hostetler. It was the guy before him. But he was fighting for his starting job. Well, Eli's not fighting for a job here. He's doing his job. Could he be better at it? Yeah. But you know what? Give it time. It'll get there. You'll see. He will be a outstanding NFL quarterback. He's not his brother, you know, and I'm not saying he's going to be as good as or better than his brother, but he's going to be an outstanding NFL quarterback. No doubt about it whatsoever. Also with the Giants, Pro Bowl picks came out and 4 Giants going to the Pro Bowl game. You've got Jeremy Shockey, O.C. Umenyura, Michael Strahan, and David Tyree from the special teams. You know, I think about it. I wonder if there was a fifth. Was Tiki on the list too? I'm not sure. I would hope so. But, you know, running back is such a tough position to get elected to. But he should be there. I have to go back and check that at some point. So lots of Giants going to the Pro Bowl. Can't wait for that. Actually, I can wait for that. That's a ways off. I'm surprised they're actually announcing the team already. Still with a couple weeks to go. So, waiting for Saturday's game, see if they can clinch the division against the Skins. Should be fun. Should be a good game. We'll move on to college football. Rutgers, Scarlet Knights, boarded the plane yesterday and headed down to the sunny climate of Phoenix, Arizona. There was a really nice article in the paper today that as they were taxiing on the tarmac out in Phoenix, one of the players, I think it was... I can't think of it. One of the defensive linemen. It wasn't Ryan Neal. It's the guy on the other end. I really should have had some notes up for this. Is looking out the window and he sees this commotion. and them scurrying the stairs and lights and people running all over the place. And he's like, what the heck's going on here? They must be really trying to get us off the plane quick for some reason. Yeah, maybe something else is going on. And it wasn't until the plane stopped and he started to get out when he realized it was for them. The bowl committee literally rolled out the red carpet, had about 40 committee members there in their garishly ugly jackets. About 100 people all together to cheer and welcome them to Phoenix. And the players were just, they couldn't believe it. They're like, wow, check this out. This is what being in a bowl game's like. And Greg Schiano was kind of chuckling and smiling in the background. He knew exactly what was going on. Because, I mean, he had been to, I don't know how many bowl games with Penn State when he was an assistant to Joe Paterno. And, of course, when he was with Miami, the Hurricanes. So he knew exactly what was going on, and he purposely didn't tell the players. And he said the looks on their face were priceless. So they're down there now. They've got some time to get some practice in down there and work on things. They've been chomping at the bit. I mean, they've been like 3 weeks now since they've played a game, and they're all chomping at the bit. They can't wait. But they're still enjoying themselves, too. They're making sure they have time for both. I'm making my preparations for the ball game. I mean, I'm so excited. I mean, between Christmas on Sunday and leaving for the ball game on Monday, it's just, man, I'm so pumped. And then the 50th show today, there's just so much going on. It's just fantastic. I hope to be able to do a lot of recording of my whole ball experience. Hopefully, if I've been a good boy this year, I'll find a nice iRiver under the Christmas tree. And I'm going to try to record as much as I possibly can within reason. And while I'll never be able to podcast all of it, I'm going to try to get a few nuggets from it to share over the next couple shows. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do a podcast or not from Phoenix. We may. It kind of depends. We're not going to be there a real long time. I'm going to be there 2 nights. So we may get one out, may not. If not, when I get back, I'll pour through all the audio that I've recorded, try to get out a few nuggets for you, and give you a little flavor of what that's like. Lots of other bowl games going on this week. The bowl game started in earnest on Tuesday with the New Orleans Bowl at Lafayette. Then last night was the GMAC Bowl. I forget which one's night. You've got at least one or two bowls every night now, with the exception of Sunday, because of the NFL and Christmas Day. Right on for 2 weeks, culminating in the national championship game. Lots of good stuff. Most of them are on ESPN. And if you have ESPN High Def, a lot of the games are in High Def. And, man, that's just, that is so sweet. It really is. Sports in High Def, I mean, that's what High Def was made for. You know, I'm not a big movie fan, but watching sports in high def, that's just lots of fun. All right, enough sports news. Let's play some more music. Something else popped in my mailbox today, and I'll figure I'll stick that in as we begin to play this next artist. This is somebody, once again, we play a whole bunch of. In fact, I got an email. Where is it now? I had this up someplace. An email from, I got a couple of emails from Laura Thayer today. One of them reminding me that Sean has a show tomorrow night, December 23rd, at O'Connor's Pub in Delray Beach, Florida. It's free to get in. It's a three-piece with Ron McDonald and Jim Sandy. So if you're interested, go to my show blog. You should see something out there in the last bit of show notes, I think. But the other thing that I got was a little promo from Sean himself. So we're going to play that and play some of his music.
Hey guys, this is Sean Mormello, and you're listening to the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast.
The car is something, but you can't take it with you when you die. You're working hard at other weeks. It shows, hey, I'm gonna try. Cause there's always a reason to get on with living, baby. has it been since you laid it on the line? Get the hell out of my face with your champagne and wine. Cause it's open season on all the misaligned, all the misaligned. To all of the legions, oh, but in all the people hanging on, I'm about shred of sanity. Just to win, head enough, but I've had enough. It's always the same in the end, head enough, well, I've had enough. This kind of world is wrong, baby, but I've had enough. Oh yeah, take y'all. But in your big diamond rings, the bubble lead to happiness. If you're filling up with things, you better change your position. Your priorities, priorities. Honey, stop at your bitch. About all the things that are going wrong, my cousin day is slipping away.
Hi Bob, congratulations with show number 50 and happy holidays from Chaos Blaster Mike. Looking forward to those beta test reports in 2006.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. That was another thing I found in my inbox today. A lot of just really good stuff in my inbox. Always love that. Always love to hear from you guys and girls. Speaking of which, I started to talk about this before. I got an email from Laura Thayer. One of the other things she had mentioned in the email she sent with the promo is that, hang on, where is it? She wanted to let me know that Sean has noticed a nice increase in iTunes sales, full albums and individual songs. A lot of them happened the day after the Daily Source Code, from what they could tell. The deal's a little scratchy, but you know, it works, folks. It works. PodSafe music works. And we have nobody to thank but you guys out there. Please, if you hear artists that on the PodSafe Music Network, whether it be on my podcast or any of the others, support those artists. A lot of them sell their tunes on iTunes. A lot of them you can find on CD Baby. Some of them have their own websites where they sell their stuff. Support them. It's usually not expensive, and the artist gets almost all the money. So please, please support the artists. Let's go on with a few show updates. First thing on the top of the list is the Podcast Outlaws. I had submitted my podcast to folks from Podcast Outlaws this week, and actually it was late last week, I guess, when I submitted it. And lo and behold, on Tuesday, there at the top of the page was the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. And we were featured on Tuesday, and we thanked them so much. Lynn from Jawbone, and Chris from Martini Shot, and Aaron from The Big Show, and I forget who the fourth one was. All reviewed it and gave it their stamp of approval. So now if you go to our blog, you'll see the Podcast Outlaws logo on the page there. And we encourage you to go check that out, and all the other podcasts that are there. Some really excellent podcasts. Oh, finally got something in the P.O. box, folks. Hey, it works. How about that? So I go there the other day, and of course there had been several things not to do with the show because that's where I was sending all my Christmas gifts for the kids. But yeah, one day I get there, and it's an envelope, and I look at the return address sticker, and it says Borbley, Illinois. Well, I know who this is from. Inside there's a nice Christmas card from Tim and his wife and two cute little boys. And of course, he has stick a little note on it saying, you normally wouldn't be in the Christmas card list, but I had to break in the new P.O. box. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for everything you do and all your support. What else? Frapper map update. Castbuster Mike, who you just heard there a minute ago, he added himself to the Frapper map. So now we've got a couple people from out of the good old U.S. of A. We've got somebody from New Zealand. We've got Mike over in the Netherlands. We've got Natalie Brown up in Canada. Looking to add more. If you're a listener, please add yourself to the map so we can say hello to you too. Yahoo Podcasts. After my last appeal, we actually rose to number 19 on the most highly rated list, but we fell back to number 20. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm very happy. So if you have a Yahoo ID and you have the time, please go there and give me a 5-star rating if you think I deserve it. And we'll see how it goes. Actually, I found there was a really nice new review there too. Someone, I don't know who it was. Lisa Main was the Yahoo ID, which made me think it was a woman. But then I went and looked at the profile, said it was male. So I'm not really sure who it is, but thank you very much. It was a really well-written review, and I really appreciate it. Update on the contest we had a couple episodes ago when I played a song by Scattered Few, and I asked you which famous podcaster was a member of the band. And we've got three correct answers so far, one incorrect answer. And I'm not going to tell you who you are or if you got the incorrect answer, so that's up to you to figure out. Hopefully when I get back from Arizona, we'll put all the names in the hat and draw it out and send you out the Troubadour CD from Sean Mormel. Also, other things on the website. You may have noticed, in addition to the Podcast Outlaws thing and the New Jersey Podcasters Association little logo up there, there's a new header up there. It is a photo I found searching on Google that I was hoping to use on a new blog that I was going to start, which was a WordPress blog, but that kind of fell through. So I figured, let me import it over here to my Blogger account. And it's a picture of Yankee Stadium, and appropriately enough, it's a Yankees-Red Sox game. So let me know what you think of that. I think I'm going to have to redo it again, because it looks like the lettering is kind of a little shady there, so I might have to check that out and do that again. I don't know. I'll have to see. We were at the New Jersey Podcast Association meeting last night. Finally got to meet Brian Minogue from Hometown Tales, Gene's partner, who was always he's not the silent partner, because, I mean, he's certainly does his fair share of talking, but he never came to a meeting before. He was always in the background, lurking in the shadows. And he came to our holiday party meeting last night. It was great to meet him. I also got to meet Brad's daughter, Anya, who does the Alternative Teen Music podcast. And that was really cute because she came in and, you know, she was talking to people and this and that. And she sat down right next to me and she, you know, she had something to eat. And, you know, we're going on, we're talking about this and that and so on and so forth. And afterwards, she was talking to her dad and she said, "Dad, where's Bob?" And he started laughing. "Sitting right next to you, dinging." So she was so nice, though. As she was leaving, she said, "Oh, Bob, thank you so much for giving me a plug on your last show." I'm like, "Oh, please. It's the least I can do." So met up with her. What else? I was coming to this for a reason. What was it? Podcaster meeting. Oh, Aaron was there. That's Chris from the Martini Shots, significant other. And she is promising now, and we're going to get her on record this time, that she's going to have her podcast is going to start in January. Of course, she's been telling us this every meeting since we've started back in June. But she swears it really is going to happen this time. So we'll be looking forward to that. Also, she's working on a logo for the show. So hopefully we'll be able to start working on that and get something going. If you have any ideas for a logo, or if you think you're, you know, artistically inclined, you're more than willing, you're more than welcome to submit something. I never really had a logo. I'm not the artistic kind. I talk. That's what I do. I talk. So we'll see what we get with that. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, you may notice a slight bit of echo here. I was working with the sound, the mixer and the sound cards and so on and so forth and rerouting the wires. And I think I've got it set up so I can do a Skype interview now. So hopefully I'll be able to do an interview with Sean Mamello finally in the not too distant future. But if this echo and reverb is too much and too annoying, let me know and I'll work something out. Maybe I can set up with like two configurations so I can, you know, maybe just rig some plugs up and what have you. I think I've babbled long enough, even for show 50. We're about 36 minutes in or so, and I still got a couple songs I want to play. But before we do that, well, let me tell you what songs I'm going to play, and then I'll come back and we'll do what I want to say. The two songs are coming up. Number one, the first one is, hey, what else could it be? It's On a Podcast by Cruisebox. Got to play that. It's the clean version. One of these days, I'm going to play the not-so-clean version. And I'll warn you before I do that. And then after that, we're going to play If Every Day Were Christmas by Pod Save for Peace. I know I've played it a couple times before, but it's just such a great song. Even my daughter sings along to it now. In fact, I think Anya was singing it last night when we were playing it at the party. If you enjoy the song, please go to the website, podsaveforpeace.org. Download it. Costs 99 cents. All the money goes to UNICEF, and it's just a really nice way to show you care. Folks, I want to take this last minute to thank you, all of you, each and every one of you, for helping make this podcast where it is. I said it last week, I'll say it again. This podcast is for all of us. It's not just for me. It's not just for you. It's for every one of you. And if there ever comes a day when there's something you think that you don't like about it, talk to me. I've got an open ear. I listen. I try to address things. So until next time, this is Bob Bickler for the Ordinary Average Guy podcast saying, see ya.
Do you remember way back last summer when mainstream radio was such a freaking bummer? No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear channel radio, you did it for the money. But somebody heard the call. Now you can have it all. I heard it on a podcast. Rockin' freaking radio. You want it, you got it. Just download it and pot it on a podcast. No one's gonna stop you. Tell the FCC to stick it, kick it. The revolution's on.
snow outside my window. Feels like that time again to me. The mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. Shopping for their loved ones and making plans for a Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye, and then we have to wait another year.
Christmas, everybody. The next show will be all music, all Christmas music, and I'll be coming out another day or two. Have a good one. Bye-bye.